June, we get two treats. The first is a partial eclipse of the moon in the pre-dawn hours of the 4th. The full moon first passes through the penumbra, which is Earth's light outer shadow, and then it dips just its southern part in the umbra, which is the inner dark part of the shadow. The moon enters the penumbra at 3:48 a.m. Central Time and makes contact with the umbra at 5 a.m. As seen from the Midwest, the moon will set with the umbra still shading part of its southern face. The second treat comes the next day, June 5th, when we get what could be the spectacle of the year. If you recall, Venus has been plummeting through the western sky as it starts to lap Earth in the orbital race. And on the 5th, the planet is going to sail right across the face of the sun. This event is called a transit, and it's really quite rare. So try not to miss this one because it's the last transit Venus makes until December 2117. That's 105 and a half years from now. I don't think many of us will be around. At the end of this broadcast, I'll give a couple of websites where you can get more information on viewing it, so you might want to grab a pencil now. The transit begins at 5:04 p.m. when Venus makes contact with the northeastern edge of the sun. The planet then spends the next 6 hours tracing a line across the northern part of the sun. What we'll see is a dark, very slowly moving dot on the sun's face. Now, it may seem as though Venus should cross the face of the sun every time it passes between Earth and the sun, which is an event called inferior conjunction, and it occurs on average every 1.6 years. Well, we would get a transit that often if Venus's orbit were in the same plane as ours, but it's not. Our orbits are inclined 3.4 degrees from each other, and the two orbital planes cross at junctions called nodes. Venus can only transit the sun's disk when it is both at inferior conjunction and crossing or very near to crossing a node. So it's no wonder that transits of Venus happen only 16 to 18 times every 1,000 years. And the nodes shift position over the centuries. Now they're in line with the sun, as seen from Earth, in early June and early December. The last transit was also in early June in 2004, and that occurred in the morning hours. This time, from our vantage point, the sun will set with the transit still in progress. If you'll be in the Twin Cities on June 5th, the University of Minnesota will host a lecture and viewing of the transit beginning at 4 p.m. in the Tate Laboratory of Physics. If the weather is cloudy, we'll still see the transit thanks to a live NASA feed from Hawaii. Here's the website for more on the university's activities. It's www.astro.umn.edu/Venus Transit, one word. Again, www.astro.umn.edu/Venus Transit. If you're going to watch it directly by yourself, take the same precautions as with a solar eclipse. Never look directly at the sun without proper protection, and only watch it live and directly under the guidance of a trusted professional. If in doubt, watch on TV or online. For more information on safe viewing, go to this NASA website. It's sunearthday, all one word, .nasa.gov, that's G-O-V, /2012/transit/viewing.php. Once again, sunearthday.nasa.gov/2012/transit/viewing.php. That's all for now, and happy star watching.